Many of the violations involved unauthorized exports and retransfers to foreign employees and contractors, including some in China. Boeing allowed employees in overseas partner facilities to illegally download files containing ITAR-controlled technical data from the Boeing Library System, the company's digital technical document repository. These included exports, so these are deemed exports through downloads of documents containing technical data controlled under the USML or the U.S. munitions list. They also involved information relating to several Pentagon platforms, including the F-18, F-15, and F-22 aircraft, the AH-64 Apache helicopter, various missiles, and more.
Global companies face unprecedented risks and challenges in today's economy. To mitigate these legal and economic risks, companies are rapidly embracing and elevating the importance of robust ethics and compliance programs to promote positive corporate citizenship. On Corruption, Crime, and Compliance, you'll hear from industry leaders and insiders about how to create effective ethics and compliance programs that will mitigate risks and maximize financial performance. Here's your host, Michael Volkoff.
Welcome. This is Michael Volkoff, and we're here for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Today, we're going to take a look at the Boeing ITAR settlement for $51 million and just recently announced. And Boeing continues to struggle with its core business activities. As troubles mount for Boeing, it's clear that it continues to suffer from real and pervasive culture issues that have been reflected in serious safety failures, financial difficulties, regulatory violations, and just serious reputational damage. Boeing's troubles permeate every part of its organization, from the board to senior executives to its operations and its overall ethics and compliance commitment. As a result, Boeing stands at an important crossroads. Will it make a real commitment to change, reform, and ethics and compliance? Or will it continue to limp along, suffering repeated incidents of harm and reputational damage? In its latest misadventure, Boeing fell victim to a State Department fine for $51 million for violations of a number of export controls, including basic licensing requirements for exports to China and Russia. Boeing voluntarily disclosed the violations to the Directorate of Defense Trade Controls, DDTC, in the State Department. The violations of the International Traffic in Arms Regulations, or ITAR, included illegal exports to foreign employees and contractors who work in more than 15 countries, a trade compliance specialist fabricating an export license to illegally ship defense items abroad, and violations of the terms and conditions of other export licenses, among other things. The Boeing case represents what I have been consistently warning or speaking about, which is the coming storm of export control and sanctions enforcement. It's clearly a DOJ priority. It's already a regulatory priority, as we've seen from BIS, the Bureau of Industry and Security, OFAC, and now we're seeing here's the first representation of the DDTC's commitment to this same initiative. The $51 million penalty is the largest administrative penalty imposed for ITAR violations by the DDTC since it imposed a $79 million penalty against BAE Systems in 2011. Under the terms of the settlement, Boeing must pay $27 million to the DDTC within 2 years and use the remaining $24 million to improve its compliance program and procedures. In addition, and this is one of the more important aspects of this settlement, Boeing is required to hire a DDTC-approved special compliance officer to oversee its compliance with ITAR for the next 3 years, and that officer has to regularly report to the DDTC and the State Department on Boeing's progress. I'm going to use State Department instead of tongue twister DDTC. The State Department noted that most of Boeing's violations occurred before 2020, after which the company made numerous improvements to its trade compliance program. Boeing voluntarily investigated the issues, disclosed them, and cooperated with the State Department. In reaching the settlement, the State Department cited several aggravating factors that contributed to the fine, including the fact that some of the alleged violations caused harm to U.S. national security, involved exports of significant military equipment, and included shipments to a prescribed destination in the ITAR, which are countries generally subject to a license review policy of denial. The State Department also noted some violations involved Russia, which was subject to expanded controls at the time following its invasion of Crimea in 2014. The State Department issued a 15-page charging letter which cited Boeing for committing 199 ITAR violations between 2017 and 2022. Many of the violations involved unauthorized exports and retransfers to foreign employees and contractors, including some in China. Boeing allowed employees in overseas partner facilities to illegally download files containing ITAR-controlled technical data from the Boeing Library System, the company's digital technical document repository. These included exports, so these are deemed exports through downloads of documents containing technical data controlled under the USML or the U.S. munitions list. They also involved information relating to several Pentagon platforms, including the F-18, F-15, and F-22 aircraft, the AH-64 Apache helicopter, various missiles, and more. Other illegal data exports involved other Boeing facilities in Australia, Canada, France, Germany, Hong Kong, India, Italy, Japan, Kenya, Morocco, Russia, Singapore, South Korea, Spain, Taiwan, Thailand, and the UK. Quite a laundry list. The State Department said Boeing allowed employees or contractors in those countries to illegally download ITAR-controlled technical data on at least 80 occasions from 2013 to 2018. Boeing also disclosed similar violations involving its subsidiaries in Australia and India. Boeing's Australia operations hired Australian contractors, but repeatedly failed to add their employee providers to the company's technical assistance agreements. And that's the way that you secure the license, is through the TAA. That led to 8 illegal transfers of USML Category 8 and 9 technical data to Australian contractors between October 2019 and February 2020. Further, a trade compliance specialist working at Avail Services, a Boeing subsidiary, fabricated 5 export licenses, which led to 7 illegal exports of U.S. military items Category 19, F1 through 3, nozzle segments and seal strips to Portugal and Turkey. Other alleged violations stem from export misclassifications. Another significant risk in this area with regard to dual use in military items is a misclassification. Boeing mistakenly relied on Commerce Department licenses to ship military equipment for the AH-64 Apache helicopter flight control system to several countries. It also misclassified exhaust system items, which it exported to Japan, Singapore, and the UK. Certain controlled flat panel displays also, and misclassified certain controlled aviation helmets, which it exported to Qatar. Boeing's export violations also included illegal exports to foreign contractors in Canada and Switzerland. An illegal shipment, for example, of a remote fingerprinting system to India, an illegal export of night vision goggles to Singapore, and an illegal shipment of F-15 pylons to Saudi Arabia. And they violated the terms of various temporary import licenses, including one in September 2021. The charging letter also describes various alleged violations of the terms, conditions, and provisos of State Department authorizations given to Boeing, including on several occasions in 2018 and 2019 when Boeing illegally exported controlled technical data to Israel to help the Israeli government and independent contractors upgrade certain helicopters. Under the settlement agreement, Boeing agreed to introduce a new automated export compliance system across its operating divisions and subsidiaries, and the company must update the State Department on the status of that system every 6 months for the 3-year term of the settlement. The system will, quote, track the decision process from the initiation to conclusion of a request for export, and will also, quote, cover the initial identification of all technical data and technical assistance in any form proposed to be disclosed to any foreign persons, close quote. Boeing also agreed to implement strengthened, in quotes, compliance policies, procedures, and training, and its ITAR compliance program within 6 months to reflect improved procedures for reporting possible violations and classifying export-controlled items. Finally, Boeing also agreed to on-site visits from State Department officials and must complete 2 export control audits by State Department-approved outside consultants. The first audit will offer recommendations for Boeing to improve its compliance programs, and the second audit will confirm whether Boeing has addressed those recommendations and implemented them. Boeing will give the results of both of these audits to the State Department. And finally, the State Department decided not to debar Boeing, but I'm not surprised by that given the importance of Boeing's overall industry to the defense industry in general and to the Pentagon needs and the State Department needs, because the company cooperated with the State Department's investigation. They quote-unquote expressed regret and took steps to improve its compliance programs. But this is an important case in the sense that it puts the State Department and the DDTC on the map as an aggressive enforcement agency with regard to administrative controls over military items. We've already seen, for example, from BIS, we had the Seagate enforcement action last year for $300 million. And we've seen OFAC, obviously, with a number of aggressive enforcement actions last year as well. We're still waiting, and we will hear from the Justice Department with regard to criminal prosecutions. I still think the Seagate case will be one of the first cases to be brought by the Justice Department in connection with a criminal case, given the amount of resources that they've dedicated to the enforcement of export controls and sanctions regimes. So stay tuned, folks. This is just the beginning, and we're going to see more. But again, Boeing falls under the Enforcement Acts yet again. Thanks again, and we'll see you next week for another episode of Corruption, Crime, and Compliance.
If you enjoyed this episode, the best way to support the show is by subscribing on your favorite listening platform. To learn more and connect with Michael Volkov, go to volkovlaw.com.